Then it happened in the spring, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they brought destruction on the sons of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed in Jerusalem. Now at evening time, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful in appearance. So David sent servants and inquired about the woman. And someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers and had her brought. And when she came to him, he slept with her. And when she had purified herself from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. But the woman conceived, so she sent word and informed David and said, "I am pregnant." Then David sent word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked about Joab's well-being, and that of the people, and the condition of the war.
Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." So Uriah left the king's house, and a gift from the king was sent after him. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house.
Now when they informed David, saying Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, "Did you not come from a journey? Why did you not go down to your house?" And Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are staying in temporary shelters, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open field. Should I then go to my house to eat and drink and to sleep with my wife? By your life and the life of your soul, I will not do this thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Stay here today also, and tomorrow I will let you go back." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day. Now David summoned Uriah, and he ate and drank in his presence, and he made Uriah drunk. And in the evening Uriah went out to lie on his bed with his lord's servants, and he still did not go down to his house. So in the morning David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. He had written in the letter the following: "Station Uriah on the front line of the fiercest battle, and pull back from him so that he may be struck and killed." So it was
eyes as Joab kept watch on the city that he stationed Uriah at the place where he knew.
Jerubbaal, did a woman not throw up a millstone on him from the wall so that he died at the best? Why did you move against the wall? Then you shall say, your servant Uriah the Hittite also died.
So the messenger departed and came and reported to David everything that Joab had sent him to tell. The messenger said to David, the men prevailed against us and came out against us in the field, but we pressed them as far as the entrance of the gate. Also, the archers shot at your servants from the wall. So some of the king's servants died, and your servant Uriah the Hittite also died.
Then David said to the messenger, this is what you shall say to Joab. Do not let this thing displease you, for the sword divides.
Thereby encourage him. Now when Uriah's wife heard that her husband Uriah was dead, she mourned for her husband. When the time of mourning was over, David sent servants and had her brought to his house. She became his wife, and then she bore him a son. But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord.